But not just exclusively that. She says much of the history that has taken place in fulfillment of this prophecy. So there's no doubt other histories in Daniel 11 that will have a parallel to the last six verses. But after she quoted those six verses, verse 30 to 36 in Daniel 11, she says, scenes similar to those described in these words will take place. And of course, as you're reading along or just listening, this history of verse 30 to 36 is the history where we find the daily and the abomination of desolation. And because of this, this is one of the subjects that we'll have to take up in this study if we're going to really address it fully, and we'll do that later on. But at this point, we want to begin going through this history because we're told here that we should be studying these prophecies. Let all read and understand the prophecies of this book. This book being the book of Daniel, but you could even understand her words to be saying this book, the book of Daniel 10 through 12, his final testimony. But in any case, we're going to take up our study at this time, and there's no way that if you're going to do a fair overview of this that we'll get it down in one presentation, and we're going to hope to get through the history of the Medes and Persians and Greece and get up to the time period of Rome in this first presentation. But in our studies, we're going to identify, hopefully clearly, that the time of the end and the time appointed in the book of Daniel is a very specific item. It's a very specific prophetic truth. And we're going to look at how Sister White understands the time of the end and see that she's in full agreement with Daniel. Now, the reason that this is significant in my mind is that those in Adventism that get into Daniel 12 and seek to apply the time periods there at the end of the world in a day-for-day fashion in opposition to the pioneer understanding, they do things with the time of the end that are outside the definition of how Daniel understood the time of the end and the time appointed, and we'll show you, hopefully, clearly that the time appointed, the time of the end are interchangeable ideas for Daniel. But one thing that we need to look at here in chapter 10, just to make a clarification here and to make a point, in the first verse of Daniel 10, it says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and the thing was true, and the time appointed was long. This time appointed is not the same Hebrew word that is used in the time appointed that you'll find further on in chapter 11 or previously.